Currently, Century City is one of the largest redevelopment projects in Wisconsin. Its roughly 80 acres were home to a now-departed A.O. Smith and then Tower Automotive Manufacturing Plant. Almost all of the old buildings are gone, and environmental cleanup, partly funded by the Environmental Protection Agency, is pretty much done. Milwaukee Development Commissioner Rocky Marcoux recently told some visitors that dozens of underground storage tanks have been removed.
If we didn't do something on this site, then it would have been the largest junkyard in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Pretty simple stuff. Yeah. And that wasn't going to happen.
The $35 million redevelopment project had a setback last year when the Walker administration canceled the state's contract with train car maker Talgo, which occupied a corner of Century City. But U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says the site remains a remarkable opportunity.
And it's sheer determination, and political leadership, and partnership. Because this really does take actors at various levels, private and public, coming together.
Baldwin says Milwaukee is succeeding with the redevelopment of the Menominee Valley along I-94 east of Miller Park and close to downtown. But one challenge for Century City is that it's a couple miles away from the nearest freeway. Still, Baldwin and Milwaukee officials contend a mix of manufacturing, retail, and apartment buildings can work this decade at Century City. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.